Okay, I'm not a politician, so I've got something that I wrote down. But so I'm Ritu, along with two other lead holders, just like you. We founded the UK Cladding Action Group in March of last year to bring people like you across the country together, because we're all facing this nightmare together. At the end of the day, this is about our homes and our lives. Homes which we have worked very, very hard to buy, and homes that we thought were safe because we trusted the government, politicians, developers, local councils, and building inspectors to do their job with integrity. But now, we are finding ourselves trapped in this horrendous nightmare, and we are being forced to pay, both mentally and financially, to right the wrongs of all these parties, even though we are the innocent party in all of this. We are not at fault here. And all this time, more than 2.5 years after the Grenfell tragedy, we and our families are living in unsafe homes. We are being treated as cash cows by mortgage companies, by insurance companies, and by waking watch companies. We are being forced to listen to bizarre explanations that one kind of cladding is more safe than another kind. Yet, every time we turn on the telly, there's another fire in another block which says just the opposite. And I think many of us are here today to say enough is enough. Enough with the dither and the delay. We are living every moment of our lives in fear and misery, with a constant threat of bankruptcy and homelessness and hanging over our heads. MPs and politicians, everyone here today, imagine what it would be like if you were to live in your home with that threat every day. Imagine what that's going to do to your mental health. We are going to run another mental health survey 1 year after the last one that we did, and I'd encourage all of you to fill this out. Politicians here today, you must intervene to ask the government to release funds in this budget, in March, yes, to make our homes safe. Don't act now, there is going to be a banking and a mortgage crisis in this country. Will you politicians again be able to look at taxpayers in the eyes and say that you are going to use taxpayer funds to bail out banks yet again? What we say is act now, spend far less, make our homes safe, and then pursue those you think are at fault for the money back. Thank you.
Oh, well done.